Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So after watching the Baseball Hoosiers Thursday split the doubleheader with Michigan, winning the back half 11-2, continuing the longest active streak of playing in the Big Ten tournament. That's ahead next week in Omaha. That's 11 consecutive years. It's the start today of NCAA tourney play for the Queens of Softball. Columbia, Missouri, the regional for Shonda Stanton's crew against the Washington Huskies. Back-to-back in the Big Show for the first time in 38 years. So allow the journey to begin. Shonda, the focus today?
Well, it's like anything, the long ball does go out of the park, right? And you got to limit damage. You got to limit the beginning. You know, you can't have the walk. You got to win the freebie war. So you can't have the walk or the error and then the bomb. If somebody gets a solo shot, hey, we can do the same thing. We can run it out of the yard. You can't overswing. You can't get big with your swings. You got to get your barrel to the ball.
Who's your skipper? Shonda Stanton, the Huskies, 31-13, ESPN Plus. Well, it's very simple for the Pacers tonight at Gamebridge. Win or go home, period, against the Knicks, Game 6. Mark Boylan is pregame at 8 o'clock tonight on the airwaves. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, hearing from Indy Thursday, Rick Carlisle wasn't in the best of moods at the Pacer pre-practice media availability. Still miffed, that's my usable radio term to describe his personality, over that whatever that was. Game 5 the other night in the Garden. I mean, you tell me. Knicks, 53 rebounds. And how in the world, in a 48-minute pro game, missing as many shots as Indiana did, can the Pacers labor to grab 5 measly offensive rebounds? 5. And that's led to, well, this scenario tonight in Cambridge.
Yeah, it's the first elimination game that we face. There's always a high level of urgency. When you face the possibility of the ending of your season, it certainly should be at a fever pitch. We got a lot of things we got to do better. We got to do harder, and we got to do with a greater level of execution. We're going to have to do a hell of a lot more things better.
Well, I tell you what, playing hard is not asking it too much. I mean, this is Game 6, and there won't be a Game 7 unless they win tonight, right? Mark Boylan is pregame from Gamebridge, 8 o'clock, tip-off at 8:30 to see if there will be a Game 7 on Sunday afternoon. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.